Blog Talk Radio.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Let music swell the breeze, and ring from all the trees, sweet freedom song. Let mortal tongues awake, let all that grieve partake, let rocks their silence break, the sound prolong.
Memorial Day. Our topic for today is what's in the ladies' room. I can't take it anymore. I can't take it. This is unbelievable. There's this guy. He's dressed up like a girl. He's wearing a dress. He's got on. He's got an Easter bonnet on, and he's in the ladies' room, and. Somebody complained that there's a guy in the ladies' room in a dress. So he called Eric Holder, and Eric Holder immediately put an injunction on the ladies' room and told the ladies they got to live with it. So now he's, and his biggest complaint is that there's no transgender bathroom or unisex bathroom. Girls, you're getting the short end of the stick. I feel sorry for you. When this government gets finished with you, you won't know what you are. Anyway, I was grateful for the fact that Eric Holder, you know, he could have sent a guy down to Mexico to deliver guns, but instead he chose to defend freedom. Pee-pee freedom. You know, unbelievable. A buddy of mine had a situation. He was in the RKO Coliseum on 181st Street and Broadway in the men's room and had about 20 stalls. And it might be the same guy in a dress with the Easter bonnet on was standing next to him at the next urinal looking at him and smiling. So you know what he did? He screamed like he was in pain and he shouted, "Gonorrhea!" And the guy kept his distance. Unbelievable. What a nation. We're a nation of wimps and wusses. We don't know what we're doing or where we're going. Moses wouldn't lead us. If Moses came back, he wouldn't lead us. He wouldn't want nothing to do with us. Now you're on your own. Yeah, part the Red Sea for you guys? Screw you. We can't even go to space anymore. We can't. The Chinese are going to be there in 2014. They're going to have a colony on the moon. Nobody told you that, but they all made fun of Gingrich when he said he wanted a colony on the moon. The Chinese said, it's a good idea. We could have a colony on the moon. We'll be there by 2014. We got the fastest computer in the world. Did you hear that one? No. No, you're not going to hear when you're losing. They're never going to tell you when you lose. They're not going to tell you when you lose your country. You'll just come out one day and there'll be guys in, there'll be Chinese guys with Burk guns directing traffic. China is now at $3.2 trillion in cash, heavy with cash. And we are $16 trillion. That's what they tell you in the media. But somebody said it's really $145 trillion. Oh, we in trouble. I don't know what you're going to sell. I don't know what you're going to sell. It doesn't belong to you. Your house doesn't belong to you. The ground it's on all belongs to China. Yep. What else did they say? Oh, we got $160 million U.S. workers. China has 810 million workers. 97% of China is employed. 14% of the U.S. is unemployed. What else did they say about China? In 5 years, China will pass the USA, and the guy says they've already passed us. We have no space program, I told you that. They have 2.2 million troops. They're having an 11.8% growth rate. They're going to be number one in education and the number one superpower. And China's going to call the shots. And this guy that was doing the report said, terrible things happen when reality is ignored. China will dominate the U.S. economy with the help of Congress. U.S. dollars is the financial trade key. And everything is up in price, and the government, according to this guy, is going to devalue the American dollar. And when you have a cheap dollar, you have inflation. And he says already gas is up, oil is up, minerals are up, cheese is up, milk is up, beef is up, coffee is up, eggs are up. Health insurance will be up, college tuition will be up, and the dollar will be worthless. And I don't know if you've seen this documentary that's out that says China Cadillac. Have you seen that? China GM. You got to see that. It'll make you sick. Make you sick. They're going to crush the dollar. And the guy believes we're $145 trillion. If they called in, you know, short term we're $16 trillion. Long term we're $145 trillion. China already owns 41% of copper and steel in the world. And this guy says Kissinger sold us out. There's always somebody to blame, isn't there? And they own a lot of gold. He also says that there are some stocks you can make money on. Energy stocks, agricultural, and jackpot. You know, that tells me, don't you? Prices, high prices. Great materials. And he's still bullish on gold. So I just thought I'd give that to you to cheer you up today. And when Mr. Wong comes to take your house, we'll let you have one room. But you have to quarter the troops. You can sing him the battle hymn of the Republic.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Of 100 circling camps, they have built for him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His day is marching on. Transfigured you and me, as he died to make men whole, let us live to make men free, while God is marching on.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Looking at all these extra 10 off today, Memorial Day sales, they're having 40%, $40 off and sizzling savings this weekend. Run out there and buy something for Memorial Day, and try not to trample on the flag or say a little prayer for a cemetery full of GIs, because that's not the important part of Memorial Day. The most important part is you get a bargain. And I read a blog from a guy who was a military guy who was really bitching, and he said the U.S. military protects the country. The country's at the mall. And he was right on. So I went to my doctor today, and I had to tell him a couple of jokes to cheer him up. He was getting depressed. I guess he's filling out forms for the new Obamacare. And they're categorizing people, how old they are and who they're going to kill. They're going to kill the oldest first after they do the babies. I watched him go through the motions. He had about 7 pieces of paper he had to fill out just for me. And it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. The bureaucrats are running the show. You see this, Roger Clemens, they've spent probably $30 million to bring him to justice because he got a shot in the ass with Johnny Jump-Up pills. Come on. And who's the inquisitor? Henry Waxman. Henry Waxman, who votes to burn the flag and to kill kids, and he's going after Roger Clemens for lying to Congress. Lying to Congress. You brought a lie detector into the House or the Senate, it would have a meltdown in about 30 minutes. It would burn right up. They haven't told the truth since Custer was at the Little Bighorn and said he had everything taken care of. Oh, man, are we in trouble. Yeah, So there's Henry Waxman, whose first question to Roger Clemens was, when the ball is coming at you, which part of the bat there do you use, the small end or the fat end? Yeah. Henry Waxman, I call him Oil Can Harry. He's the arch enemy of Mighty Mouse. If there's a dirty deed to be done, they always give it to Henry Waxman. And then if they want to bring in the big guns, they bring in Heinrich Schumer. Chuck Heinrich Schumer in his new uniform with the big armband. Yeah. Remember when he called to task a Latino candidate for the Supreme Court. What's his name? Judge Estrada? Is that his name? He stuttered. He was a brilliant man, but he had a speech impediment, and Chuck played him. Chuck made fun of him. Chuck put him in a situation where he got all excited and he couldn't, you know, his tongue got stuck in his eye tooth and he couldn't see what he was saying. Right? You know? Terrible. Ask him a question. So finally, in frustration, Estrada said to Chuck Schumer, forget about it. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. So to cheer up my doctor today, who was getting kind of depressed because he had to give bad news to a family that was going to lose somebody, and that somebody did refuse medical treatment. So we were talking, and he was talking about America has lost its sense of humor. And it's a sick society. And he said that he had tapes of Dean Martin shows, and he brought his kids in, who at the time were like 29 and 27, to watch it with him and his wife. And him and his wife were cracking up with all the jokes, and the two kids sat there. They didn't see anything funny, so he threw them out of the house. I says, don't feel bad. I went to the movies to see Saving Private Ryan. And you know the scene where they're coming off the beach and there's a guy running on the beach and he's holding his guts in his hands. He's got an open stomach wound. The whole audience was laughing when I was at the movies. They thought that was funny. And he looked at me and he got with total disgust. He couldn't believe it. But I heard it. I saw it. So to cheer him up, I told him a joke. I said, you know, George Burns was a great comedian, and they once asked him, we were talking about longevity, and they once asked him how he got to be 100. And what was the secret? He says, the secret is first you get to be 99, then you be real careful. And then he also attributed his longevity to a glass of scotch and a cigar a day. And somebody said, what does your doctor say? And he says, my doctor's dead. So he liked that one. So let's see what else we got here. Feinstein and other senators oppose federal. I lived in tax. Let's see. Feinstein opposed federal standards for egg-laying hens. Have you heard this one? Propose. Oh, Feinstein and other senators propose federal standards for egg-laying hens. So this guy says, I too lived in Taxifornia for 36 years and now have escaped to Nevada. And that's what they're doing. They're all bailing out. But they can do something with those egg-laying hens. You know, everybody should protest. They should send straw to Feinstein's office. Yeah, she's the big layer. Unbelievable. Here's another Memorial Day markdowns. Obama, a stimulus money for video games and racial studies. One of the stimulus grants went to Joshua Correll, a University of Chicago professor who operates a stereotyping and prejudice research laboratory that has been working since 2000 to develop and refine a first-person shooter video game that was originally designed to ferret out allegedly racist cops in order to re-educate them.
How's that?
Communist China bullies American ally. Who's the American ally? Filipinos. Can't let that happen. Even if China is bigger and tougher than us, we can't let that happen. Filipinos were bayoneted in the back by the Japanese as they tried to give a cup of water to a dying GI on the Bataan Death March. Filipinos are our best ally. They're good religious people. And I would love to see the Philippines as the 51st state break away the Muslim part and give it, let them have it to themselves, and make the Philippines the 51st state. If we can live with Hawaii, we can live, surely live with the Philippines. You know the Hawaiians hate us, right? Yeah. Dan Rather claims the media too conservative. Oh, Cherokee, a genealogist, and Elizabeth Warren. Unbelievable. This woman said she was Cherokee, part Cherokee. Unbelievable. Sick. That's liberal sickness. So let's see what else we got. O'Reilly gives Obama an A in international relations. Yeah, sure. International relations. So let's see what I said. Oh, yeah, I saw his birth certificate, too. O'Reilly claims to have seen his birth certificate. Tried to squash it in the beginning. He was an instrument. He was an Obama instrument. This guy has sold out the country. He hates Israel, and the only fools who don't know it are the Jewish Democrats hoping for a Hitler mind change. Who is that knocking on my campaign door? Oh, it's Private Spielberg, Massa, with champagne contributions. Watch for my new nuke movie, The Tiny Little State That Got Wiped Off the Map. In addition to giving Netanyahu the back door with the trash, he also hates the South. His goal is to see it that no Southerner has a job. They can all watch BP commercials on how great they have it. He did get Gaddafi Duck leading from the rear, and that is how Gaddafi Duck got it bleeding from the rear. Gaddafi was no threat at all. Libya was a diversion to protect Syria. The biggest threat is Syria, both to us and Israel. Bashar al-Assad is a Saddam Hussein with a smile. He is bath party and whole villages disappear who oppose him. He is the murderer, allegedly, of Rafiq Hariri, the prime minister of Lebanon. His Iranian IEDs have killed 4,500 Americans and maimed 47,000 Americans. He is the DNC favorite of Nancy Pelosi, Bill Nelson, and Dennis Kucinich, plus 38 other Democamos who flew with Nancy to Damascus to lick his ankles. And there are pictures on my website, www.mediacrapmatters.us. Scroll all the way down. They're all sitting in Ottoman chairs, kissing this guy's ass. Making deals with insider tradering. This president, if allowed one more term, will give us a nuclear war. More top secret information leaks from the White House than there were leaks in the Titanic. He has even given British submarine nuke serial numbers to the Russians. He bows to the alpha wolves of war. He leads both parties in the looting of the taxpayer. And already the Egyptians are cutting off trade with Israel, and they're going to join the big jihad. It is starting to become obvious to financial people that China owns the USA. China has no debt, and we are in hock to China. How does it feel, personally, to be at the mercy of your credit card debt company when they call you? Wait until the whole country is at the mercy of a communist nation. China's growth doubles every 10 years with 810 million workers. They have $3.2 trillion in cash, American cash, and plan to make the yuan the international currency. My friends, before any other factory is disassembled and shipped to a foreign country. Whoever owns that factory has to build a bigger and better one before they can send the other one overseas. Make it a law and make it work. Well, the reason we're going overseas is we can't make any money here. Build a factory. We'll show you how to make the money. They increase military spending by 18% a year, the Chinese. That we know about. They have the fastest computer in the world. They have a 2.2 million man army. They support our enemies. It is time to rebuild America and outlaw laziness, a job for everybody. 1% unemployment is too high. Everybody pays for lunch. It is time to go back to the jukebox. And let's see what we got in the jukebox. I hate this. I hate this computer. Okay. We want something, being it's Memorial Day, we'll go patriotic. We did the battle hymn. We did Bold Robert Emmett the other night. Last night I missed you. I set up to do it. I couldn't get in. There was something wrong with the phone system here at Blog Talk Radio. You want a coming home song? Join the Democratic Party. You too can always be a sharecropper with never a share. Oh, the champagne promises. They will protect a woman's right to sneeze. They will give you, well, speaking of women's right to sneeze, they just caught a Democratic senators and Congress mice, women or females, underpaying their female staff by $20,000 compared to the males. And the biggest offender was Patty Murray from the state of Washington. Patty Murray votes to burn the flag also. And she also votes to kill kids. Yes, and she shortchanges her fellow women by $20,000 per person. Staff. They get the staff infection. Yeah, they will give you free reparation H. They will deport illegal aliens named Ilion. They will vote to burn the American flag. They will say Americans died so that they could burn the American flag. Yet they are against anyone burning the Israeli flag. They don't need or the Palestinian flag. They don't need school vouchers when they go to school, where they go to school. They do want UN troops to guard our cities. Their dream is a Marine Corps in jail and the Army wearing blue helmets. They will accept untraceable drug money. They are not into big oil, including gas for your car. They will not pay for $1 million combat zone death benefit for a bullet hole, but the sky is the limit for pothead holes. They will never tax the pot they legalize because it is un-American to get paid on both ends, but they will tax it. That's what they're looking for. They believe in separation of church and snake. They're against the vigilantes. They are for using New York as a political doormat. If you come from Massachusetts, Arkansas, and Illinois, you can run for the Senate as long as you meet the low height and slither requirements. Their cocktail talk usually begins with 911 was a tragedy, but, or some of my best friends are policemen. They use words like constituents, fetus, polls, insurgents, disenfranchised, racist, anti-Semite, feminist, neocon, McCarthyite, jingoist, Christian, culturally sensitive. You apologize, and the favorite phrase to duck a graft issue is why I had no idea. I like the one jingoist. If jingoist is my country, tis of thee, then jingo all the way, baby. They will tell you they never say the N-word unless you get their shoes wet or drop something heavy on their big toe. They will preface the N-word with the MF word. And they will spend and raise your taxes to build their reputation, crying poverty. Every 4 years, they have to get their picture taken with the poor. They want to raise the minimum wage, but blackmail their 50% less off the books as servants with deportation. Their worst contribution to the country is no creativity, no plan, no imagination. Best political skill, forming committees to deflect blame after Americans die. This process usually gets delayed and only meets once a week after lunch and never on weekends or pagan holidays. Stay for the seminar, How to Make Mountains Out of Molehills, followed by How to Turn $50 million cash in hand into a job that pays $200,000 a year, with the title Financial Expert and Flag-Burning Senator from New Jersey. Could that be John Corzine, Honest John? I don't know what happened to the money. Well, John, how much did you lose? $10? $20? No, I lost a little more. $50? $100? No, $1.8 billion. I don't know where the money went. Money all gone. Okay, John, you know what? Don't worry, we'll bring you back on board. Lay low for a while and we'll bring you back up. Yeah. And Charlie Rangel got caught hitting the cookie jar. Playing the piano, as they used to say. You know what playing the piano is? You open the register and take money out. Yeah, Charlie Rangel got caught, so they made an example out of him. They censured him. So he comes walking around now and he goes, "Hi, I'm Charlie Rangel. I've been censured." They go, "Help yourself to some money, Charlie." Yeah, the same GI. Let's see what he says. Oh, yeah, this is Ted Turner. Ted Turner donated $1 billion to the UN. And he never bought a GI a cup of coffee. The same GI who protects Ted's Ponderosa from being overrun by hostiles named Hamid. While Ted, the Jesus freak, does sick things to the buffalo, he even Jane fondles them. Do not pick the lesser of two evils. Put a new man on the job. Rotate them out of election. Every re-election. 2008 is not the big election year. 2006 is, and the media troops and the media hoax, you won't show up. And the media was right, and it paid off for the media. 2006 is vital to the survival of the USA. Do not fail to vote. Do not vote for the SOS of either party. Changed the mix in 2006, but we didn't do it. Now we're paying the price. The fat cats are too comfortable. Throw out the leftovers. No more terms for termites. Upset the Big Apple cart in 2006 and watch what happens. Neither party is fighting this war. New York and a few other cities are pins on a war room map marked estimated casualties. No more status quo. Shake the ground or be underground. The jihadis will not stop. 9-1-1 was a victory. Gaza was a victory. Madrid was a victory. London was a victory. Paris is still burning. Van Gogh was a lesson. The Cole was a recruiting poster. Al-Khobar, Mogadishu, Beirut, TWA, Pan Am, U.S. Air, and American Airlines are all victories. And there's an economic war. They put TWA out of business with a bomb, and they put Pan Am out of business with a bomb. They are on a roll of death. After Iraq, they will come to see us again. Every shahadi that dies today will be one less in line to cut your throat tomorrow. You know he can book a flight. He is only 9 hours away. Sombreros only cost $5. I just saw a guy make it over the border, and he was not Hispanic. He blessed himself like the Eastern Orthodox do. Who says he is not a subcontractor, a Serb with a grudge for the Clinton bombing? Or is Hamid making believe? Vote as if your life depended on it. And I'm going to give you a tune. When we come back, we're going to talk about flag pins. And just in case you forgot why we're fighting this war, here's a reminder.
A gargantuan explosion. Oh, my God, I don't believe it. The northeast corner has exploded in the most incredible explosion. Flames are flying out of the building. They're 5-10 stories high now. Black billowing smoke. The building corner, the whole entire corner is gone.
Both World Trade Center buildings in New York City right now, heaps of rubble. At 9 o'clock this morning, a plane crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan.
I heard the noise. I was in my office, and I heard the guy screaming. So I ran out, and everybody was saying, "Oh, my God," and they're in tears. They're crying. Everybody's upset.
I was trying to make phone calls. I looked up, and I heard an explosion, and then I saw everybody in the street react first. People crying, people on the ground, everybody lying down. And then I looked up, and I saw this huge plume of smoke, and the tower just crumbling. And it just turned into a huge plume of smoke, and next thing you know, there's smoke in one tower.
Shortly after 9 o'clock, a second plane crashed into the second tower.
Oh, my God. I heard a noise coming in incredibly low. And then I was standing here looking out the window, and I knew it was going to crash and something was going to hit the building. I dove away from the window because I thought the explosion was going to implode the windows and I'd be shattered with glass flying out. As soon as it hit, I came back, and there was a ball of flame.
I'm still shaking. I saw it hit the tower and flame everywhere.
Then minutes later, President Bush in Sarasota, Florida, called those crashes an apparent terrorist attack and a national tragedy.
Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. Terrorism against our nation will not stand. May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
Then an aircraft crashes near the Pentagon just outside of Washington, D.C. in Northern Virginia about an hour after those attacks in New York.
I was looking out our 12th floor windows at 1600 Wilson Boulevard in Roslyn, Virginia, and I watched this. It looked like a commuter plane, two engine, come down from the south, real low, proceed right on and crash right into the Pentagon.
Then shortly after 10 o'clock this morning, one World Trade Center tower in New York collapsed.
So lots of smoke, and then the next thing I heard, an explosion, and the building on the top, the south building, just crumbled.
Just after 10:30 this morning, the other World Trade Center tower collapsed.
We were standing there looking up at flames coming out of the building and smoke billowing out of the building and police and FBI everywhere, and suddenly we heard a rumble and the sky was full of smoke. Everybody ran, crowds of people running through, I mean, shouting out to each other not to fall into the subway entrances.
So it's just truly amazing, because yesterday afternoon we were sitting in the World Trade Plaza Center having lunch, and so now those two buildings are completely destroyed.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the
was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended. Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts. We will do whatever is necessary to protect America.
Oh, tough one, huh? You forgot about it. Oh, it's not your fault. Media wants you to forget. That's why they call them terrorists. They're Muslims. They were all Muslims. Not all Muslims are terrorists. I told you that. I noticed one guy. Yeah, we've been brainwashed. We've been brainwashed to lose. Your children are being brainwashed to lose. There's no leaders. There's no winners. You've been programmed to lose. And the only guys that know the difference are being put on trial and sent to a prison for shooting back. You're under arrest. You shot back at the terrorists. What country did terrorists come from? Is that Terrorland? No, they came from Saudi Arabia. Oh, but we need them for the oil. So how many Americans you want to kill so we can have the oil, when we could drill for it and have more than them and put them out of business? Oh, you can't say they couldn't do that. You know, you'd be in violation of the World Trade Agreements. You know, and besides that, we would have to answer to the UN. Yeah, I got an answer for the UN. GTFO, get the flock out of here. Yeah, flag pins. You know the story of flag pins? You ever see people that wear them? They're just saying thank you. They're saying thank you. We support the troops.
Flag pins in my own house, three libs were mocking flag pin wearers, calling them metal warriors. Sadly, they were related, so Murder One was taken off the plea bargaining table. And they should talk. One works for the French, who have their flag flying 1/8 of an inch higher than the American one at their corporate headquarters in occupied New Jersey. Another, educated in a Catholic university that has a statue of Henry VIII in the chapel. He is a non-vet, so I have to love him. The other is also a non-vet, and I'm his older keeper. I remember with sadness the day he left. We saw him off at the airport, and seeing the media footage of the horrors of NAM, my mind ran wild with haunted visions. Finally, he came home, and upon hearing the news, I charged up 5 flights of stairs, expecting to see a skinny, malaria-ridden, leech-scarred body shaving in the bathroom. And there he was, 30 pounds heavier than when he left. His biggest war wound was that he was another Kerry casualty. He skinned his nose after falling face first into a fan. He got a good conduct medal, and Mom thought it was the CMH. Let he who is without sin cast the first butterfly net. I dedicate this next song to dauntless Brit Hume, who never fails to wear the Medal of Freedom of flag pin. There are others who claim to be flag wavers, but it should be spelled W-A-I-V-E-R-S. On November the 29th, 2001, we go from September 11th to November the 29th, 2001, Alan Combs removed his flag pin. He went home after the parade. Him I could understand. The struggle in his hand, torn between liberty and liberalism. He reminds me of Dr. Strangelove, one evil hand wrestling the good hand, protecting the pin. But no mercy will be shown to Sean Hannity, who I love like a brother and who has done great things for our troops and the kids. But he claims the title flag waver, and when you give yourself that title, you have to defend it. 1 month after Alan Combs removed his pin, Hannity did too. December the 29th. But who's counting? Bill O'Reilly never wore one and will probably tell you he doesn't have to wear one to prove patriotism. That's the truth. But he could wear it for a GI, a cop, a fireman who wears it going into the valley of death. Just to say I am with you and in the great spirit and tradition of America. So please rise and sing the words written to a melody that sounds like, "Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you wear your flag pin, O'Reilly? Won't you wear that flag? The victims cry all night long. I'll buy the books, O'Reilly. I'll buy the gear. Please don't do America wrong. Remember how sad September 11th? We had nothing but a pin and a song. Please won't you count us in? Patriotism's not a sin. O'Reilly, won't you wear your pin?" Yeah, I got one. George Bush is coming to town. I do that one at Christmas time. That gets all the Democrats upset. You want to talk about oil? Let's see. You want to talk about a woman in love?
Your eyes are the eyes of a woman in love, and oh, how they give you away. Why try to deny you're a woman in love when I know very what they say? They say no moon in the sky ever lets such a glow. Some flame deep within made them shine. Those eyes are the eyes of a woman in love.
That tune to Mary Kennedy. May better days be ahead of you. That's Mary Kennedy. That's the wife of Robert Kennedy Jr., who was found hanging in a bar in a barn. Robert, they may find, or Ted, they would definitely find hanging in a bar, hanging out at least. But Ted got his just desserts. He had to go see the boss of the galaxies. Right now, he's down there with George Carlin in boiler number 3. George Carlin was convicted of drug sales. Ted was convicted of treason, murder. He got the full boat. George is just shoveling the small pieces of coal. Ted's got to lift the big ones. Yeah, God help us. Mary Kennedy never had a chance. And the Kennedys are notorious for driving women to drink and into the drink. And I feel very sad. And you know, when you stand in church on the altar of God, inside the rail, and you take the vow to love, honor, and obey in sickness and in health, for better or for worse, till death do us part. You're supposed to keep that vow. You made it in front of God. You told God that's what you were going to do. And for this guy to cheat on his wife and drive her to suicide, he's going to be down there with Uncle Ted one day. And not only that, he's too close to Hugo Chavez. And he's a troublemaker. And it's not for the good of the country. It's for the good of the pocket, with the extra deep pocket. Yep. And now it's coming out. There's all kinds of hanky-panky going on. And double-crossing other husbands. They stink. The last thing that the American people need is another Kennedy in office. And somebody told me, I think I saw it on a blog, that if you go up to where their house is, I forget where it is it Nantucket? That, well, you talk to the townspeople up there, they hate them. They hate them. But with the help of the media, everybody can swallow one more lie. So, having said that, I want to hear a Heart and Soul.
Heart and Soul.
In the moonlight, over to this world.
got me loving you madly.
Yeah.
That little kiss that you stole,
you
stole,
you
stole,
you stole,
you stole,
you stole,
all my heart.
Here's something from Newsmax. They're Not Obama Democrats by Newt Gingrich. This Not Obama wing is emerging both at the grassroots and among elected officials in response to Obama's more radical policies. Consider first the grassroots rebellion underway against the president. The first big signal was the 41% vote that Keith Judd won in West Virginia while he was in jail against Obama. He was a convicted felon sitting in a Texas federal prison with the 17.5-year sentence for extortion. Yeah. This week, the depth of the Not Obama Democrats was further revealed when John Wolf got 41% of the vote in the Arkansas primary. He's an attorney whose platform includes repealing Obamacare. And he actually won 36 counties against Obama's 39 counties. This 42% is the same day uncommitted got 42% in Kentucky and actually carried a majority of the counties, 66 counties to 54 Obamas. Earlier on March the 6th, Obama got 57% in Oklahoma, losing 43% of the vote to four opponents. He lost in 15 counties, and anti-abortionist activist Terry Randall actually won a delegate while beating Obama in 12 rural counties. And I understand that Newt is getting ready to join forces with Mitt Romney. And let's see what else it says. The largely rural rebellion is being augmented by an increasing number of elected Democrats who are rejecting Obama positions. And you got a lot of Democamos that are sneaking out of the Democrat Party, and they're running into the Independent Party, and they say they're independents. Well, Democamo or Indo-Acamo, Indi-Acamo, it's the same thing. You're not fooling anybody. The first big break came when Obama ignored the 62% pro-traditional marriage vote in North Carolina and promptly endorsed gay marriage. Democrats immediately began separating themselves from Obama. The race card is being played exactly like the homosexual card, and the divide and conquer party will find them. They'll find two aardvarks eating on an anthill and split them up. Senator John Tester of Montana had his spokeswoman say in Montana, marriage is defined as between a man and a woman. Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri refused to endorse the president's position and restated her commitment to marriage. Is there anybody out there? Ron Barber, a Democrat running for Gabriel Giffords' House seat in Arizona, was asked during the debate who he will vote for, and he refused to name Obama. Okay, so that's the story there. There's trouble in River City. Let me see what else we got here. Getting down to a couple of minutes left. The Biden could be dumped from the ticket. He's doing such a good job. Stay there, Joe. Yeah. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich tells Newsmax increasing speculation that Vice President Joe Biden could be dropped from the ticket, and he cites Hillary Clinton. Well, we all know that because it's in the Bible. A beast will appear in the heavens. It's from the Book of Revelation. And her tail will sweep the stars from the sky, and she'll have 7 heads, and her husband will have 9 hangovers. A new Quinnipiac poll shows that Biden is hurting President Obama's chances. Keep it up, Joe. Don't stop, baby. You're on a roll. God. Well, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. You know, this thing is going to get real dirty before they clean it up. And they haven't even started. so and see what else they're talking about here. Any other news? Last three shows. The Soros have funded domestic terrorists ignored by the media. Glenn Beck has some good stuff. I hope he hangs around, because he really does have some good stuff. He had on his site last night the Occupy San Francisco. If you saw it, you'd be sick. If you did see it and you weren't sick, I don't know why. They were walking down the street. They were called the black something or other. They were all white. And they were dressed in black, and they had face masks on, you know, like the PLO. And they were smashing all of the windows, small store owner windows. And, you know, if you know anything about small store owners, they don't insure the glass. They take the chance, because glass coverage is very expensive. So, you know, they're all reaching in their pockets the day after to pay for to have that glass replaced. And these guys had black flags and red flags on long poles, and they were using the long poles to bust the windows. And they came upon a cop car with a cop sitting in it, and they started throwing rocks, and the cop wouldn't move. He stayed in the car. And then he started the car up, and he drove away with a busted windshield and a busted side window. And then they show you the police station, and it was called the Mission area, okay? And it's supposed to be, you know, quite posh. It's not a slum. And it used to be a very nice area. And they had a beautiful police station there, and all of the cop cars were parked in an open garage. It was like none of the cops were out working. And they started throwing rocks at the front doors, kicking the front doors. The doors were locked in the police station, and the cops didn't come out. They were afraid. Yeah, they were told, don't get involved. Let them have their way. Yeah, and one day when Al-Qaeda shows up, they'll tell them, don't get involved, let them have their way. It was a disgrace, and the only one that had it was Glenn Beck. So hats off to Glenn Beck, and he called this Occupy thing before they were even on the scene. If you remember his classes that he used to give, that Savage used to make fun of, he pointed out the top-down and bottom-up pressure that was going to be presented to the American people. And he was right on the money. God bless Glenn Beck, and I hope he gets his own network. Then you'll get some truth. And somebody commented that O'Reilly used to make him look like he was crazy. Yeah, but O'Reilly's not crazy. Yeah. Anyway, let's see how much time we got left. We're back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend. Blog Talk Radio Studio. That's what we are. We're the Blog Talkers. I'm Blog Readers. See, if you wait in line to speak to one of the big guys on the phone, you know, chances are you won't get through. And then if you do get through, they cut you up into little pieces. And not letting me do this. I'm getting very annoyed. Window 3 blocking. Blog Talk Radio Studio. Come on. Oh, once you get out of here, you're in trouble. Okay. So, having said that, we have a Mali function. Let's see what else we can talk about. Mortgage rate update. Mortgage prices are coming down if you can get a loan. I think that's the frustration, a tease of frustration. Oh, yeah, they're down to 3%. You can get a loan. You can get a mortgage, 30-year mortgage now for 2.5%. Hello? Just answer all these questions, and then we'll take all your information and we'll give it out to every hacker in the country. Yeah, there's nothing here to see. Okay, J.S. Debbie, you're fired. Oh, yeah, this one you'll like. I got time for this. Debbie Wasserman, people are saying, let's get rid of her. Get her fired. Get her kicked out of office. And I say, never trust a woman with two last names, or one who names her daughter after a virtue, like chastity, or a train station, like Chelsea. Never forget Wasserman is a tester for VD. And in New York, you had to take the test before getting a marriage license. But not anymore, because now everybody in New York has BD. It's called victory disease. And if they find you shouting USA, USA, they will put you under house arrest. They will take your driver's license away. He's shouting victory. And he said USA, USA, Your Honor. Well, Debbie Wasserman Schultz has been banned from New York beauty parlors, just so you girls know. And finally, one hairdresser took her in, and she liked him. And it was Tony from the Spaghetti House and Pizzeria. And when he's topping her off, he pauses, and he looks at her in the mirror, and she looks at Tony, and he asks her, what would you like on top, mushrooms or anchovies? Now, there's a little dig. I don't like Debbie Wasserman Schultz. You know why I don't like her? Because she blocked the door to Terry Schiavo's Keep Terry Alive room. That was terrible. That was absolutely terrible. All the Democrats were blocking the door. Kill her. Kill her. She's a witness to a murder. We don't, you know what? I don't believe it when a woman gets out of bed to go to the bathroom and is found on the floor. She slipped and fell from the bathroom to the bedroom to the bathroom. And she hit her head and was in a coma. I don't buy it. I don't buy coincidences like two planes hitting two buildings next door to each other. That is not a coincidence. I'll close with Is It Any Wonder by the Dell Vikings.
Guys out there who serve, God bless you, protect you. May he hold you in the palm of his hand. May you be in heaven 2 minutes before the devil finds out you're dead. Take care.